Yeah.
The question is about Bhakti Shastra. Sometimes, and on myself, and also I heard from many devotees that some devotees like to read Shastra and to study Shastra, and other devotees, they like every time pinch them, like this is your jnani. Like, but they every time like they telling to this devotees like you jnani, you're not bhakta. But this is like Bhakti Shastra, and this is not jnana only. As
it's
I
bhakti jnana.
This is bhakti jnana, and
there's a difference. You have to correct your friends. There's, you know, Advaitin jnana.
So I think what you're trying to say is something about dealing with among Vaishnav Sadhu Sangha and your contemporary devotees, and you or some of your friends may be scholastically inclined, or everyone should be, because bhakti is gyan, by the way. Krishna says, one who knows me in full knowledge is much better than one that sentimentally knows me. So to have knowledge of Krishna, it will improve our surrender and will strengthen our conviction and deepen our faith. So we might say, oh, I like Krishna, I generate Krishna. I don't like to study, I don't like to read. Well then, but that's not good, because Krishna likes it. We have a brain, we have intelligence, we have mind. And Krishna says it's a way to please Krishna. A devotee, what is the meaning of a bhakta? It means Krishna anukulya. Shilana anukulya. Anyabhilashita shunyam gyana karma dhyana vritam. Anukulyena Krishna anushilanam. Anushilanam means he does a variety of activities to please Krishna, make Krishna happy. So Krishna is very pleased. It said Krishna is telling in Gita, maybe 18th chapter, he who studies this sacred conversation, he who studies Gita, Gita-pat, he worships me with his intelligence, and he pleases me very much. So Krishna has given us a body, he's given us his senses, he's given us feelings and hearts and emotions and sentiments, but he's also given us mind and intelligence to whatever extent we can. But everyone should be learned in the science. Everyone should know the tattva. Prabhupada, in numerous places in his books and purports, he says a devotee should study. Devotee should study the works of the previous acharyas. In his letters, you can see they should study. Even one purport is quoted in my Appreciating Vrindavan book. It's maybe it's in Krishna book or somewhere. Prabhupada said, "If you want to know what it means to be what is devotion, bhakti, what it means to be a devotee, what it means to be a devotee, and how to love Krishna, then you must study Brihad Bhagavatamritam." So there is a direct. So someone say, "Oh no, that's being a jnani, I don't want." No, devotee means he wants to know about Krishna. He wants to know about Krishna's naam, rup, gun, lila. He wants to know about his tattva. He wants to know everything about Krishna. The more you know about someone, the more you can appreciate them. The more you can surrender to them, dedicate yourself to them, and as I said, be more convinced and more faithful. So I don't buy the idea. If someone is not scholastic, then they study. They should have the basic. Everyone should have the basic, the Bhakti Shastri, what they call, there's some kind of organized system which Prabhupada started way back in the 60s. He wanted this organized. Prabhupada wanted all his devotees. He said, soon we will start Bhakti Shastri for all our devotees, and I'll be administering tests, and everyone who passes these tests will get Bhakti Shastri. So it wasn't a question of voluntary courses. It's part of the sadhana bhajan of the institution of ISKCON. Just like if you join a college, oh, I don't want to study these courses. they have required courses and they have elective courses. I'm only going to take art and yoga. No, you also have to take biology and you have to take science and many things. So in ISKCON, it's not just, chant Hare Krishna and kirtan all day and sell books. And even Prabhupada once, he met with the book distributors in L.A. Prabhupada, you know, we did 50 books, he did 100 books. So that's very nice, you're distributing so many books. Did you read the books? Are you reading the books? I've written these books for you. So to be an ISKCON means minimally to read all the books of Srila Prabhupada, every single one, big and small. I mean, even the little books are actually just lectures. They're just like in teachings of Queen Kunti, teachings of Lord Kapila, Science of Self-Realization. These books, Queen Kunti and Kapila, those are lectures Prabhupada gave. They're transcribed and put into a book. Prabhupada didn't sit down and write a book of commentaries on the third canto of Queen Kunti's teachings. But they collected his lectures he gave, Bhagavatam lectures, and printed a book. We sold millions of them. It's a nice book, beautiful statements. So all of these books, plus all the Chaitanya Charitamrita, plus all the Bhagavatam, or at least the 10th canto that Prabhupada wrote, if you want to be strict about it, but he wanted to finish the whole thing, so the whole 12 cantos of Bhagavatam, Nectar Devotion, that's quite a bit. Okay, maybe you don't want to study all the new books that have come out, that's your loss, but I don't think anyone can call himself a follower of Prabhupada, a grand disciple, or anyone can call himself a proper ISKCON member, or he should not even feel himself to be a proper ISKCON member unless he's read every single page of every single book of Prabhupada, at least once. There are senior Prabhupada disciples who read all the books, all the little ones at least once or twice, and all the big ones 5, 6, 8 times, Gita, Nectar Devotion, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhagavatam, Krishna book. Because he's a Shiksha Guru. Prabhupada's a Shiksha Guru for everyone in ISKCON, or for the world for that matter. Books are so wonderful and great. Everyone at any level can get benefit from them. The newest uninitiated non-devotee person that you give a book to in an airport or parking lot or somewhere in public place, or the initiated Brahman disciple. This is a very foolish statement. One of the verses, to be a follower of Prabhupada means to know the truth of Krishna. One who knows me in truth. Krishna says in Gita, you have to know him in truth. I can only be understood by bhakti. He says, bhakti mami ami janati. What does bhakti mean? Bhakti means knowledge of Krishna. Bhakti means surrender to Krishna. Bhakti means service to Krishna. Bhakti means chanting about Krishna. Bhakti means glorifying Krishna. Bhakti means remembering Krishna. How are you going to speak about Krishna? How are you going to remember Krishna if you never read anything or study anything? Every devotee you see, your gurus and other gurus, they're 40, 50 years in the movement and they're still studying. Even though the acharyas and gurus are still studying, reading. I'm 41 years and I'm a junior. 41 years and I'm still making notes and studying. Because it's another way to be with Krishna. There's no difference between Krishna Namru, Krishna Shabda, Sri Bhagavana Vacha. If I'm speaking on the phone and calling you on the telephone, you're hearing my words, you're with me. When we're connected on the phone line, or line, not line, but waves, then we're together, you're with me, we're communicating, we're having communion, you're feeling me, you're hearing me, you're... So the same thing, how do you connect with Krishna? By his books, where he's speaking, or his devotees are speaking about him, or there's dialogues. So when we read the books, we're in the presence of Krishna. It's a wonderful form of direct sangha with Krishna. We can't see Krishna with our eyes, four-dimensional, three-dimensional form of darshan of Krishna. But the word in Hindi for philosophy is also called darshan. Darshan means philosophy. Darshan means to see. So shabda darshan. So you, through the words and vibration and sound, shabda, shabda brahman. This is brahman. Everything is called shabdas, shabda sparsha, rupa ganda, And these are the five objects of the senses. So shabda means sound, but this is not ordinary sound. Gramya Katha or Gramya Varta, news or talks in the village. This is called Shabda Brahman. This is spiritual sound. So Shabda Brahman means Krishna. Brahman means Krishna. Param Brahman, Krishna. So when you read the books of our acharyas, you're directly associating with the Shabda Brahman, the spiritual sound vibration. Glories of Krishna are Krishna. Krishna is his glories. The glories are Krishna. So this very foolish statement, someone is out of their own envy or their laziness. Everyone has some kind of brain, so just read or hear or try, and Krishna will give more intelligence if you try. But to vilify, it's an offense everywhere it's told. If someone is following Chaturmasya Brat or Kartik Brat, he's a Brati, and someone criticizes him, then he loses all his punya. Oh, what, you're trying to be a yogi, trying to make more advanced than everybody else, what are you doing? This person is very unfortunate. This person is not a devotee. He needs to study. He needs to learn. He should learn about Vaishnava Tattva. There's one tattva called, there's a truth and knowledge, the knowledge and truth and teachings of Vaishnava. What is a Vaishnava? What are the categories of Vaishnava? How to recognize a Vaishnava? How to interact with a Vaishnava? How to behave towards a Vaishnava? What is a Vaishnava? What is the meaning? Who is a Vaishnava? We say devotee. Devotee means devotee of Vishnu, Krishna. So if he says, I'm only Bhakta. I'm only a Bhakta. I'm not a Gyani. You're a Gyani. But you're a Bhakta, but you're offending me. So what kind? You better study some more. You don't even know what a Vaishnava aparad is. Saruninda, criticizing, finding fault with other devotees. Is it Saruninda? And the Shastraninda. I'm studying Krishna. These are books written by Krishna, directly, spoken by Krishna. Bhagavatam, Vedavyasa is Krishna. Krishna's telling. Sarvasya chahamriti sanavishto matasmatir gyanam apalanam cham. Vedaischa savam aham eva vedyo vedanta krid vedavideva cham. Krishna says, I compiled the Vedanta krid. Krishna says, I wrote the Vedanta, I wrote the Vedas. So he's a literary incarnation of Krishna. So you don't want to. So if you're saying that you're making an offense to Krishna and the devotee when you say, oh, you're a Gyani, you're studying about Krishna. Very neophyte, very, very neophyte person. Hardly much standing, more like Vaishnava Praya. Has such a narrow view. There's one verse, you can look it up. It's spoken by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And this is in Puri. And it's the essence of Lord Chaitanya's teachings. Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga. Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga. Nija, you're. You're Bhakti Yoga. We're Chaitanya. We're Gaudiyas. Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Worshippers of Radha and Krishna Yuga. Madhurya Bhav. Yugal Upasakas. So Mahaprabhu came to teach this type of knowledge, this with Vairagya, and he says there in the discussion, Lord Chaitanya is very happy to see when his devotees study and learn, and when they're detached, Vairagya, Vidya. Your Bhakti Yoga is based on these two things, on Vairagya and Vidya. That's the foundation. Vairagya, Vidya, Nija Bhakti Yoga. And more to it, I can't remember, but that's... So now, and the whole Chaitanya Charitamrita, Lord Chaitanya is teaching Rupa, and he's teaching Sanatan, and he's teaching Rai Ramananda. For whom? For us, the conditioned souls, so we can know about Bhakti Tattva, we can know Radha Tattva, Prema Tattva, Nam Tattva, Vaishnava Tattva, Bhagavat Tattva, all these things we can know. He himself is teaching and instructing them. I'm telling you the basic principles of the Vaishnava Smriti, rules and laws and rules of Vaishnava etiquette, behavior, etc. Now you write them down. So then Gopal Bhatta and Sanatana Goswami produced Hari Bhakti Vilas. And from those teachings that were given by Lord Chaitanya, Sanatana Shiksha, then he produced Brihad Bhagavatamritam. And Rupa Goswami produced Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and all these books. And what are you studying in Bhakti Shastri? These books. You're not studying Chinmayananda's commentaries on Gita or some Mayavadi philosophy. That is it. So I wouldn't pay much attention to these type of statements. Rather, you don't have to. Someone says like that, you can say, that's nice, that's too unfortunate you have that viewpoint. But I will pray to my guru and to Krishna that you'll understand what the real matter is. Such a person requires compassion. No explanation is needed. No defense is needed. You don't need any defense. Such an accusation is baseless. You know, no base, no foundation. It's baseless. It's an innuendo. It's basically an innuendo. It's an innuendo of envy. If someone is basically is fault-finding, it's sadhu-ninda. Although the person may not be honest enough or intelligent not to even perceive it. It's a casual joke. Oh, you're just a jnani. Why are you wasting time? Let's chant japa and do harinam. Or whatever, I don't know what they say. You're studying bhakti shastra, you're a jnani. I'm a bhakti, you're a jnani. As soon as you say I'm a bhakta, then you're not a bhakta. Lord Sanatana Goswami, he was the greatest devotee in the world. And when he met Lord Chaitanya, he said, who am I? Kiyami tapatrai. He'd been studying the Bhagavatam his whole life. He had a dream of Krishna gave him the Bhagavatam. Then Krishna came in the form of Brahman next day and gave him a Bhagavatam when he was 5 years old. Pure Vaishnava his whole life, Sanatana Goswami. And he met Lord Chaitanya with a straw in his teeth. He said, Kiyami tapatrai. I don't know who I am. I'm Nichi Jati, I have a low birth, low caste, low birth. I'm not a devotee. That is a big thing, to say I'm a devotee. We can say we're conditioned souls trying to practice bhakti sadhana, but to be a devotee means you're at the level of bhav. When you're at the level of bhav, then you're a devotee. Till then, we're diseased. We're diseased because of our anarthas and our conditioning and our aparads and sins and pap and our lack of attachment and genuine love for Krishna. We're in the hospital. At sadhana bhakti and anartha and nivritti and nishta. Nishta means we're a little steady in trying to be a devotee. And ruchi means we have a drop of a taste of what it could be like to be a devotee. Then at asakti we actually get more drops and almost feel like we're a devotee. And then at bhav, then we begin to be a devotee. A bhava bhakta is a bhakta. He's a devotee. As far as I understand.